Setsuko Nishi has dedicated her life to the study of America's racial divide after spending time in a Japanese-American internment camp during World War II. She's now 87 years old and a retired sociology professor who's looking into how the internment affected people's lives. In June, Nishi will be honored by the Japanese government for her outstanding and lifelong contributions to the promotion of civil rights for Japanese Americans. In this essay, she tells us how her experience in the camp shaped her life's work.
April 1942, California. I moved zombie-like through the day of our banishment. I still have the order for removal, which I tore down from the telephone pole in front of our home in Los Angeles. I also have the button for the No. 2 mess hall, where my family was assigned to have meals army style after long waits in line. This was in the camp the government set up in the stables and parking lot of the Santa Anita racetrack. The sharp discrepancy between my deeply embedded faith in the American democracy and our stunning, and by that I mean numbing blow experience, became a low flame that fired the direction of my development. It was the fall of 1944 that I moved to Chicago, which was fast becoming the major destination for those leaving the camps to brave the outside world. There I directed the People's Forum at Parkway Community House, headed by the sociologist and journalist Horace R. Caton. Horace let me see and experience close up the lives of African Americans and taught me the tough politics of race relations in Chicago. For the last 6 or so years, I've been working on a major national study of the recovery and hidden injuries of Japanese Americans from their wartime incarceration. My late painter-sculptor husband and I decided one day that we'd visit the places where we grew up in California. We found what used to be called Nishi Lane. Ken asked me to stop the car. He hoisted himself out, adroitly lifting his army service-bummed leg, and shaking a hard-clenched fist, let burst a torrent of curses towards what had been his family's home in the fertile Salinas Valley. That the man whose life I had shared for 55 amazing years, including 5 children, could have had such deep rage within him was a shocking revelation. The current study is documenting these long-hidden injuries, as well as the remarkable socioeconomic recovery of Japanese Americans from the catastrophic disruptions in their lives during World War II. Now that President Obama is in office, it's time to reflect on how far we have come. But it is also a time to look at the racial inequities embedded in the problems of our economy, security, education, and healthcare. They will require our serious and sustained attention and action. I look forward to being a part of that effort.
Setsuko Nishi is a retired sociology professor who lives in Tappan, New York.